This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Ailsa Chang.
And I'm Juana Summers. With the political polarization in the U.S., many traditionally left-leaning policies have no shot of passing GOP-run state legislatures, even if they're popular with most Americans. Take raising the minimum wage, for example, or legalizing abortion. But by using the ballot measure process, Laura Benshoff reports a small political advocacy group called the Fairness Project is finding significant success and pushback.
In the late 2010s, Missouri's blue cities and red legislature were at odds. St. Louis had hiked the minimum wage, but just a few months later, state lawmakers blocked that increase. This ad featuring low-wage workers is part of what happened next.
Sometimes it's hard for me to buy food. I'd be working till the day I die. I have to.
Advocates launched a statewide ballot initiative campaign to put the matter to voters. Worker advocacy groups in Missouri had been trying to raise the minimum wage for years, but faced increasing resistance. Richard Von Glahn, political director with Missouri Jobs with Justice, says that's when they started working with the Fairness Project, which promotes left-leaning ballot measures.
You know, we're sort of figuring things out as we go, and the Fairness Project is a particular expert on this tactic.
Citizen-initiated ballot measures to change laws or state constitutions are possible in about half of all U.S. states. While they're not inherently partisan, they can be complicated and expensive.
It takes more than just motivated people with clipboards.
That's Kelly Hall, executive director of the Fairness Project. To win a ballot campaign, you have to gather thousands of signatures and can spend millions of dollars on advertising. Hall says that's why you see ballot measures backed by industry groups to do things like legalize sports betting or recreational marijuana.
It has often meant that only the super well-funded positions on the political spectrum have been able to access this tool.
But the Fairness Project is the brainchild of a large healthcare workers union in California. It helps fund ballot measures for traditionally left-of-center issues, and it provides extensive research into what messages will sway the largest number of voters. Hall says, for example, to make a Trump voter feel good about expanding Medicaid coverage.
Folks who can separate this issue from their partisan identity are the people who get us over the finish line in these conservative states.
And they've won a lot. With the Fairness Project's support, campaigns to raise the minimum wage and expand Medicaid have won not just in Missouri, but in 9 red or purple states. Now they're taking on abortion rights. The group also worked on a ballot measure in Michigan last year, which codified access to reproductive health care, including abortion. They're exploring more of these measures for 2024. But that success has drawn criticism.
I believe that the Missouri Constitution is a living document, but not an ever-expanding document.
During a recent House session in Missouri, Republican State Representative Mike Henderson argued that there's too much outside influence and money in ballot campaigns.
Our Constitution really should not be for sale for outside groups who can throw $3 to $5 million into the state of Missouri.
It's one of at least 3 states trying to make it harder to pass citizen-initiated ballot measures, no matter who is behind them. The Fairness Project, which receives funding from labor unions, has also been criticized by right-leaning watchdog groups for not revealing all of its backers. As for the backlash, David Kimball, a political scientist at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says the ballot initiative process is already difficult.
The effort to curtail the initiative process seems to me like a purely political power play.
He says lawmakers simply want to keep the power to make laws or introduce constitutions.